Stone London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, how about that? Here we go again. That's right. It is all about Bucket Strategy Investing. We're going to jump headfirst headlong into another broadcast day. That's what we're ready to do this hour. For a couple of segments or two, what's coming up? By the way, I'm Johnny Dean. We have Professor Plum here with us. We'll be talking about gifting. Now, we're actually going to be taking some emails first and then have a couple other things. But coming up later on this hour, we're going to be talking about gifting. And the reason we're talking about it is there's just a ton of confusion over there. And we try to do this every so often, clear up the confusion surrounding gifting. Have you thought about giving away some of your assets? Or have you thought about just giving some money to a relative to help them out? Yeah, I'm sure you have, of course. Now, you may have heard that there could be a gift tax involved, but the question is there? Does someone have to pay money just to give or to receive a gift? Really? Not necessarily. In fact, it's closer to no, but we're going to straighten out what needs straightening out when it comes to gifts. That's coming up in just a moment. Now, in addition to that, we'll also have Steve Allidort, our loan financial planner. He'll be in here to talk about buying a home for either your parents or your kids or maybe both. That's right. Hey, what about co-signing on a home loan for them? Well, Steve is going to talk about that, and along with the best low down payment programs out there, talk about interest rates and everything related coming up at 21 minutes after the hour. Now, you got a question for the Brain Trust, you can give us a call right now. Our lines are open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. The hour just getting started, so there is plenty of room on the phones. Emails, you send those to us via our website, wealthed.com. You do so at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Now, our professor, Rick Plum, our main brain trust advisor, he's here with me courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group who bring you this hour of the show. If you need a bucket strategy, you need one put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals, you can call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Preparing yourself for whatever might happen is one of the keys to a successful retirement plan, and you need to make sure you have a plan for whatever might happen down the line. Again, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's off the air. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We do have room on the phones right now. So we'll get to the gifting stuff coming up at the bottom of the hour because there's a lot to cover, and we're going to be doing our mortgage stuff here with Steve Allidort in just a little bit. So what I'm going to do is, oddly enough, how about this? I'm going to start the actual show off with an email.
Okay.
Which is fun to do because we have so many of them. Perfect, huh? Bart in Granite Bay, California. We may get to a couple of them here before the break. My wife and I own a small business. We are doing a SEP IRA, a simplified employee pension. $1,000 per month for myself and $1,000 per month for her. I thought we were allowed to do approximately 20 to 25% income to be deducted from our 1040. Our tax guy is giving me just the $6,500 for me and $5,500 for her because he's over 50, she's under 50. Should we be able to deduct the full $12,000 each?
Well, it depends on what you mean by income. Yes, the SEP limit is, you know, somewhere between 20 and 25%, depending upon whether you're a self-employed person or you are a salaried employee. So if you have a corporation, you have a small business, you're an S-Corp, and you're taking a salary, then you can put 25% of that salary. So that means that as long as you're paying yourself a salary of $48,000, you can put 12, the business can put $12,000 into the SEP. Same thing for your spouse. As long as the business is paying her a salary of at least $48,000, then she can, the business can put in $12,000 into her SEP as well. But if you're self-employed, the number goes down, and we're not looking at the gross income for a business. You're looking at the net income. You're looking at the income after all expenses. So a lot of small businesses, you know, show nice revenue, but they have expenses. And so that drives their bottom line self-employment profit down to a much lower number. And the percentage is also a little bit lower for a self-employed person. So assuming your salary is high enough or your net profit from the business is high enough, yes, you should be able to deduct it. Now, I would want to make sure that your tax preparer knows that you're doing a SEP, or actually that the business is doing a SEP, because he's just seeing you put money into an IRA, and an IRA limit, a personal IRA, where the individual contributes to the IRA, that is $6,500 for 50 and older, and $5,500 for under 50. So he's looking at purely the IRA limits, not the SEP limits. So talk to your tax preparer. You can still do this. If you filed an extension, you can make sure it's done right. Or if they filed it incorrectly, you can file an extension and get it done the right way. The SEP does allow for higher limits as long as the income is there to support it. Now, if you're using S-Corp distribution, the S-Corp dividend, not the salary, to support the income, that doesn't cut it.
Because the dividend is not...
Dividend is profit. Yeah. I don't even have to work for the company. I could just own a business and have other people working, and I never step foot, you know, one day in the business, but I own it, I get the profit. That's not earned income. That's just me owning a business. That's not what supports a retirement plan. So make sure that you have the appropriate amount of income the right way.
Good point.
To get it.
Good point. You can tell if it's earned income if you're paying FICA, Medicare, or if it's, FICA, Medicare is really the main
the
thing.
The key one there.
That's right. Okay. 877-PLANNER. Let's get a couple of calls in before we got to take a break. Bob in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Bob. How can we help you today?
It's a great show you guys have. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I have an older brother who's 66, and he's been collecting Social Security since he's 62.
Okay.
And his wife said next year when she reached full retirement age, she's going to start collecting. But shouldn't she be collecting 50% of his up till then or whatever?
Well, does she have her own benefit? Did she work?
Yes.
Do you know if her benefit is larger or smaller than his?
I don't. It's probably pretty close.
Well, if she wants to take only the spousal benefit and leave her benefit alone to grow until age 70, she does have to wait until she hits her full retirement age, age 66, next year. She's old enough to still have the choice. She was 62 by January 1st of this year, so she still has the choice to do a restricted application from his work record, but she cannot do that until she's full retirement age. So if she wants to let hers grow till 70, she waits until 66, takes half of his full retirement age benefit, then flips over to her own at 70. If her benefit's really, really small, though, and his is very large or is larger, then and maybe hers will never catch up to what his is, then that'd be the reason for her to apply for her own now, assuming she's not working.
She's still working like part-time, but I think it's going to be pretty similar. I think they both make about the same money. So.
Okay. Well, does she think she's going to live a long time? Good. I mean, at least an average?
Average.
Yeah, I mean, it does probably make sense for her to wait until next year, take half of his, let hers grow until 70, and then that becomes the 32% higher than what she's getting or what we'd be getting at 66, and that's what continues if she ever is a survivor or if he's a survivor.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Bob. Bob, thank you for the call. Yeah, they can, in this case, the wife can, which I guess is what, his sister-in-law, can do this. Because they're already, well...
She's 65.
She's 65, he's already applied for his. He applied for his 4 or 5 whatever years ago.
So there's no file and suspend issue, so we're not worried about that April deadline, whatever it was. You know, this is all about the restricted application, and that deadline was you had to be a certain age by a certain date. That date was January 1, 2016, and the age was 62. So if you were not 62 by January 1st of 2016, you don't have the spousal option available, the restricted application option available, where you apply for only the spousal benefit without applying for your own first. If you were too young, if you were not 62 by January 1, Anytime you apply for a benefit, whether you're 62 or 70 or any of the months in between, you will be applying for your own benefit first. And then if the spousal benefit is larger, you can apply for the spousal benefit. But you can't choose like we used to be able to, or those people that were 62 by January 1 can still do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It did wind up being a cut, but that's the way it goes. Yes, before you were able to just allow yours to continue to grow. Now, no matter what, it doesn't matter. You're still applying for your own benefit first.
If you were not, if you didn't get to the right age by the right date, and it, that date was not April, that was January 1, 2016, you had to be 62. Yep. There was nothing you had to do with Social Security at that time. You didn't have to file with them. You didn't have to tell them. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to be 62 by January 1. And then you still have the option when you ultimately get to full retirement age to do the restricted application.
Exactly.
So that's what those individuals, that's the only thing we're really going to be faced with going forward once the April deadline, you know, since it's going to be gone. And
it's going to be gone very quickly. In fact, speaking of this, coming up tomorrow, we are going to have a discussion on lifetime income. And one of the components of lifetime income has to do with Social Security. So we're going to tie that in and explain once again who is affected by this quote-unquote deadline. And I put it in quotes because it's just coming up and it doesn't really matter for most people. But for those who need to do something before, we'll call it this Friday or by this Friday, we'll tell you tomorrow exactly who that is affecting.
Well, there's a lot of scare tactics on the emails and the news and the financial journalist reports that make it seem like everybody out there, whether you're old enough, not old enough, on Social Security, not on
Social
Security,
everybody has to do it.
Everybody's got something to do by the end of April.
Exactly. Even if you're, you know, 15 years old, you better do something by April 29th, or at the very least, click on our link.
Yes.
How about that? All right, 877-PLANNER. We'll excuse Professor Plum for one segment, bring Steve Allard in, talk about mortgages and loans when we come back. Don't go away.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Bucket Strategy Investing. We talk about all manner of finance, personal finance, saving, and all that kind of thing. And that, of course, includes one of your biggest bills or holdings. Perhaps definitely your biggest one, your home. And we're going to talk about loans and mortgages and all that. Our loan financial planner, Steve Alador, joins us once again from Skyline Mortgage
Financial
Stuff. Rancho, whatever.
Formerly Rancho Financial.
Thank you. Boy, it's been a couple of months.
That's
every
right.
Week I
that's
use. Right. All right. Anyway, but here's how you can reach him. 888-563-1070. There's an easy number to remember. 888-563-1070 or his website, loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. We have him in every week at this time, most every week at this time. To talk about both current rates and some strategies. So we'll talk rates first. So
all right. A little blip up in rates over the last week or two.
Okay.
30-year conforming, you know, on a purchase as low as 3.6, but you're going to be looking more at 3.7, 3.8
okay.
with, you know, less than 40% down or 40% equity.
So more realistically, 3.7,
3.8. Yeah, I mean, I locked somebody in yesterday. We're doing a cash out below 60% at 3.7.
Okay.
So in that range. 7-year is at about 3.1. 15-year, 2.8 to 3.
Okay.
If it makes sense to do a 15, and we've gone
yes.
ad nauseum with the benefits or the non-benefits of doing a 15-year loan.
Currently, I would call it the non-benefits,
there
but
we
okay.
30-year jumbo, which is above whatever the conforming loan limits are, you're looking at, you know, 3.6, 3.7 on a purchase, maybe closer to 4% on a refi. Mm-hmm. On a 7-year, actually be probably between 3 and 3.25, 3.3.
Wow.
So 7-year, very aggressive if you've got a jumbo loan. And then FHA and VA have been holding steady, about 3.25 to 3.6 based on loan amount, whether you're below the standard conforming, if you're in a high balance area and you qualify for the high balance. So those are good programs to potentially take a look
so
at.
So still the jumbo loans are right in line with the others?
And they have been for months.
An anomaly that I guess if you're looking for a jumbo loan, probably now is a good time
yep.
to jump on board because we don't know when it's going to return to quote-unquote normal.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, when you're talking interest rates, I mean, what is normal?
But, and there I've is nothing track. Normal in this business.
Not anymore. At all. Absolutely not. Okay, so let's talk for a second about buying a home for your parents. Now, there are some people who have parents who can't qualify for loans. And there are kids who are, you know, God bless them, generously have offered to purchase a home for them. Now, there's a procedure here.
There is. So let's assume that you own your own primary residence and you're in a specific area or town, and mom and dad live nearby. You want to help mom and dad in buying a home. Mom and dad can't qualify on their own. Now, in most scenarios, if you go out to buy another property and that property is within the same vicinity as your current primary residence, you would have to buy it as an investment property.
Like a rental or something.
Correct.
Not a vacation home?
Well, correct. A vacation home would have to be in an area that is away from your primary that is really designated as a vacation area.
Okay, got it.
All right. So in the past, people would have to buy it as an investment property. You put 20% or more down, rates aren't quite as good. There's a program with Fannie Mae that if you're looking to buy a home for your mom or dad, and potentially for your kids as well, mm-hmm. and mom and dad or kids cannot qualify on their own, and you buy the home by yourself, meaning mom and dad are not on the loan or the kids are not on the loan, and it's a house 2 miles down the road, you can still buy that as a primary residence.
As a primary residence, okay.
For mom and dad to live in or for kids to live in, you as the purchaser are on the loan yourself, you're on title yourself, mom and dad or kids are not on title. Mm-hmm. So the advantage is better rates, and you can potentially get in with significantly less down. So that's a real big advantage now.
So instead of, say, the 20-25% down that you might have to put out down on a rental or investment property, you can get away with what?
Five or 10% down.
Really?
Doing a conventional loan through Fannie Mae as a primary residence, as long as we can prove that mom and dad or kids cannot qualify on their own.
So you have to be able to prove that?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So I would have to collect documentation for if we're buying it from mom and dad, run mom and dad's credit, collect their income documentation, and show that they can't buy it on their own.
I see.
So you can't. A little more work on our side.
Yeah.
But it saves you a whole lot of money potentially on down payment. But even if you have a nice big chunk on the down payment, we're going to save you a quarter to 3/8 of a point or more in interest rate because you're getting the primary rates.
Because it's there when we say it's like a second primary residence. Now, for tax purposes, obviously, you can only have one primary residence.
Correct.
So this is not from that standpoint. What it is they're going to call it a second primary residence.
On a lending standpoint that allows us to potentially put less money down.
And use primary residence rates.
Okay, now, you have to be able to qualify in carrying both your primary house payment and the new payment.
Sure.
So you've got to carry the load and be able to qualify, but as long as you can do that, we can call that a primary purchase.
Yeah, which is not easy for a lot of people. You got to have a decent amount of money to
Correct.
Do this. Okay, so what about just co-signing?
Okay, so that's another scenario that you can do. FHA has always allowed a co-signer with a small amount down. With conventional loans, we used to have the occupant co-borrower qualify with certain income and assets. That's not the case anymore. We can do as little as 5% down on a conventional loan. We can blend ratios. We can blend income.
You're talking about with the co-signer and the borrower?
Correct.
Or the person who's going to be living
there. Correct. So, for instance, you've got mom or dad or kids. They want to be able to qualify. They want to be on the loan. It's a primary residence, but they can't qualify by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Same scenario as before.
We need your income to qualify, but then you may need their income as well
because
in order
you can't
to be able to carry the payment because you're going to get hit
exactly
for that full amount.
Right.
So then we can do that as a co-sign loan to help out mom, dad, and or kids. Now, what's real important, if you do that, is that loan goes on your record. So let's say your parents, you're buying a home for mom, dad, or kids, mm-hmm. and now we've got a mortgage with a $2,000 payment. If within the first year you go out to buy another piece of property or you go out to refinance your current residence, you've got to qualify with that payment.
Yeah.
However, if you do this and if you co-sign for mom, dad, or kids, you want to make sure that mom, dad, or the kids pay the mortgage from one of their accounts. You're not on those accounts.
Okay.
You're not giving them any money to pay for that mortgage. And if we can show a 12-month history after you've done the cosign that mom, dad, mm-hmm. and or kids have made the payments, they've made the payments out of their own funds.
Documented all the way.
Then I don't have to hit you with that particular loan for that property.
So it's almost as if you're not even on the loan.
Well, you are.
Well, you are, but
you're
mean,
still responsible, but on a qualifying
from
basis.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the key, the most important thing, is to make sure that we can show payments that are not coming from your account, and we need to show that you're not giving money to mom, dad, or the kids to make the payment from their account. Because we're going to get 12 months, potentially, with the bank statements to prove that.
So no envelopes of cash and all that stuff?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, don't answer that.
No,
but
we don't want to see. You're not supposed to do that.
Correct.
That's the rule.
If we see money's being deposited into mom, dad, or kids' accounts that are kind of unaccounted for, we've got to prove where they came from.
Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner. You can reach him at 888-563-1070 or loanfinancialplanner.com. Talk to him about any of this stuff that we talked about on the show. Steve, we'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure.
Rick Plum rejoins us when we return on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck. Meaning, however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character. And unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old. It's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean. We welcome back Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Get on board. We're going to take more of your calls in just a moment. After I remind you about what's coming up, if you're listening to this program or watching it nationwide, in Santa Clara, California, it's this Saturday, April 30th. The Brain Trust will be there, Professor Rick Plum. You should join Professor Plum and the local advisor, John Ellis, and a couple of others who will be there talking to you about retirement income strategies presented by Lucia Capital Group. It's the Wealth Education Retirement Workshop. This Saturday, it's the, I believe it's the last one on the spring tour, although we're working for some stuff in May. We'll let you know about that. But join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara. You can get your money questions answered, certainly learn all about retirement income strategies. It'll have you in and out of there in just a couple of hours. And however many questions you have, they will stick around and answer them for you. You can either ask during the program or right afterwards. It really doesn't matter. Once again, Santa Clara, California. Anybody in the Bay Area of California, join the Brain Trust there in Santa Clara this Saturday. Go to Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com to sign up. It's all free. I should mention that as well. Okay, some folks on hold. Still one line open, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Fred, who's been hanging on in Whitehall, PA. Hi, Fred. How can we help you today?
Well, you've answered my questions in the past, so this is probably an easy one for you.
Well, we'll find out. Let's see what it's all about.
I'm looking at a stock that is designated SIFI. Now, that's not the symbol. It's designated that, and they have applied to have that removed. And being a novice, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I'm not a big stock jockey, so I don't do a lot of stock work, and I don't know what that means. I'll look it up if you want to hold on for a little bit. I'll try to find it.
Okay.
They said it's an SIFI designation on a stock and that they were removing that from what? What information did they give you, Fred?
Well, it's just that they have applied for a removal of that designation.
And did they say anything about how this will affect you or not affect you or anything? Is that all they told you?
Well, they're saying that it will give them more flexibility.
Huh. I'll just have to figure out what SIFI means, besides sci-fi, but that's SEI. But
well, that's the other thing. Well, if you want to hang on a second, Fred, I can have Professor Plum take a look at it. It has to be during the break if you want to hang on, or we can give you a call back. Either one. Did you have any other questions, or you're just wondering what that means?
Well, will he be saying that on the show?
Sure, yeah, if he can find it. I don't know, Professor Plum. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to do some research, but we have a few minutes during the break, and we can let you know one way or the other if we were able to find it. Professor Plum doing a little in-studio research right here, as a matter of fact.
What I find, it stands for Systematically Important Financial Institution. What that means, I don't know. I'm going to have to look further. It's one of those things that they say it's going to give more flexibility. That's what you said. That the reasoning is, I this is a stock picking issue.
This might be something that
really that
Mark Scalzo or somebody could know a little bit about.
Marky.
So maybe we'll need to do that. So if you want to hang on, Fred, I apologize. We don't normally do the day-to-day stock work. That's with our guy Mark Scalzo, who joined us on the program every so often. But if you want to hang on, we'll see if we can find something during the break. So stick around if you would. And we'll see what we can come up with. SIFI. What was it? Is this?
Well, it's basically when you're tagged with SIFI, it means that you've been listed as too big to fail, that the government may have to.
That's what that sounds like.
And so they're saying that you're too big to fail. But by not having that, then you have more flexibility in the way you run your business because the government isn't backing you up. But if the government's backing you up, they're going to have their hands in how you do things so that they don't have to back you up. Because they said they were going to. Got that?
I do get it. Statistically important financial.
Systematically.
Oh, for the
financial institution.
Okay.
According to the online dictionaries and things. It's a bank, insurance company, or other financial institution whose failure may trigger a financial crisis.
I see.
And so how they run those, they have to be a little bit different, and the government's going to have its say a little bit because the government doesn't want to trigger another financial crisis. So by removing that or being able to remove that, I don't think they put that on themselves. But again, I'm just researching this for the very first time. So it may be a good or a bad thing. GE is one of those big companies. I don't know how they would fail, but hey.
Well, happen. You never know. I mean, we didn't know how certain other companies would fail. Well, I don't know. Fred, I don't know if you're still there, but is that a step in the right direction? Oh, okay. He's
hoping to hear me say something better as we go along.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if we can locate the correct people, Fred, but I appreciate you giving us a call. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll move next to Ha in San Jose, California. Hello, Ha. How can we help you today?
Hello. Yes, I have a sister that is turning 62 this year.
Your sister is turning 62?
Actually, she born in October 11, 64.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she qualified to file and receive the husband spousal from her husband for Social Security.
Well, let's ask, how old is her husband and is he receiving a benefit?
Her husband born in May 1953.
Okay.
And she, my sister born in October 1954.
Okay, is your sister's husband receiving a benefit from Social Security?
Not yet.
Okay, your sister cannot apply for a benefit from his work until he actually applies. Now, does your sister have her own benefit from Social Security?
No, she had nothing.
She does not have a Social Security benefit. Okay, so as soon as her husband files for a benefit, and as after she turns 62, she can apply for a spousal benefit. It will be a reduced benefit. It will not be the full 50% number. It'll be somewhere less than 30, just slightly less than 35%. It'll be 35% at 62. But she'll be eligible. But before she can be eligible for a spousal benefit, she has to be 62, and he has to have applied for his benefit. Until he applies for his benefit, even if she's 62, 63, 64, even if she's older, she cannot get a spousal benefit from her current husband unless he has applied for his benefit. As soon as he applies for it and she reaches age 62, she will be eligible for a spousal benefit.
Oh, so she has to meet the requirement to be 62.
Yes, she does have to be 62. And he has to be receiving a benefit.
Okay, so in her case, she born in October. She has to wait until October of this year.
Well, she has to wait until October of this year, and she has to wait for him to apply.
Yeah, he must apply first. Otherwise, she can't get anything, any spousal benefit.
Both things have to happen. He has to be receiving. She has to be at least 62.
All right?
We can go to the Social Security office to do this?
You can do it online.
And do online?
You can do it online. When he applies for her, when he applies for his benefit, if he applies for his benefit after October of this year, after she turns 62, they can apply together. If he applies before October, then she has to wait until, well, basically September, August, September to apply to have it start at 62. So you gotta have both things happen. He has to apply. She has to be 62. They can do it both online.
Okay. Online from the Social Security website.
Uh-huh.
That is correct. Great.
Thank you. Okay, Ha.
Okay, Ha. Thank you very much. Yes. So the rules are on this, and this has nothing to do with any deadlines or anything like this. It's been this way.
Well, she doesn't have her own benefit.
Right.
So she's going to be looking to receive a benefit from her husband's work record. But under no circumstance do you get a spousal retirement benefit unless your spouse, the worker, is receiving a benefit. We've seen this happen where the spouse is older than the worker. And they have to, and the spouse and the worker is still working all the way up till 66, 67, and the spouse can't apply. And so the worker or the spouse has to wait until the worker applies. And
right.
It just takes
and
time.
Exactly. And if that worker is working there, you know, and making more than the thresholds, they're aced out of their
getting
benefit.
It anyway.
So even if they wanted to, they can't apply.
And it affects their ability to get Medicare as well, especially if you have the older non-working spouse.
Yeah. That's always a little bit tricky, too, when you have somebody who's maybe 4 or 5 years older and they have to wait because they would like to have their benefit, but they don't have their own benefit. They want to take a spousal benefit, but they have to wait for the younger one to actually catch up and get into Social Security. And you cannot apply for any of the normal retirement benefits until you are at least age 62.
Right. And if you're still working, the worker can't apply until they're either done working or full retirement age.
Right. And we've had situations, too, where somebody says, well, I really need it. And my husband or wife or whatever, my spouse is still working, and I'd like to have this, but you can't because they're making too much money. Uh-huh. They're aced out by what's known as the retirement earnings test.
So they need the work,
mm-hmm.
and they want the benefit. And this is a situation where you cannot have the cake and eat it, too.
No, but, you say, well, I've heard it said, well, let's call it the wife in this case is saying, But I'm not working. I just want to get a spousal benefit.
Yeah.
But my spouse is working, but I'd really like to have that extra money because I'm long retired.
And you can't get it until the worker's receiving.
Exactly. You cannot get it. Now, if you had your own benefit and you were retired, that'd be a different story. Okay. Let's move along. Eddie in Houston, Texas, hang on. We're going to get to your call next. Don't go away. We just got to take a quick break here and come back for more. 877-PLANNER. We got a couple of lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Well, if you can't get enough of the good stuff, that's us. Cracking the whip for this hour and next hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. There's another hour coming up of Bucket Strategy Investing. So stick around, and if you have any other questions, we'll get to some more emails, and we will get to this gifting topic, I think. Maybe we'll save it for next hour, or once again, we could just push it to another day. It really doesn't matter. All right, so very quickly, Professor Plum, to partially answer our other question on this.
Systematically important financial institution
on stocks, on a company.
It came out of the Dodd-Frank Act, and so it's basically a moniker, the name that they put on certain companies, mostly insurance companies and banks, but also some non-financial companies. I guess GE had it on them. And it basically gives oversight to a financial stability oversight board, and they basically regulate how much they can, you know, the company can use leverage, how they interact with their subsidiaries. Most every company out there that has this type of a moniker on it is a holding company. It's not just one company. It's got, you know, divisions, you know, probably hundreds of divisions, and how they go about moving money, how they go about managing the different divisions. It's all now being managed and looked at by the government. And so, from my standpoint, and I don't know that much about this, getting rid of that and getting rid of the government oversight might be a good thing for the company.
Now, you never know. It sounds like it could be, or at least, from a financial standpoint, we're not making any predictions about it. But if you remove certain...
It doesn't mean that the stock's going to jump up
It doesn't mean anything for the stock.
I mean, it could be that it's... I've read this for 5 minutes.
Well, what we're going to do, we got to call in to Mark Scalzo. We'll see if maybe next hour, if he's around, if we can snag him from one of his many, you know, meetings, we can get him in and perhaps talk about it. So there you go. All right, 877 Planner. Moving along, Eddie is next up in Houston, Texas. Hi, Eddie.
Yes. Good afternoon, sir. I have a rental property placed in service in January of 2015.
Okay.
It's a residential property, and I bought refrigerator, washer, and dryer, and place them in the rental house. Do you qualify for this special depreciation allowance?
To be honest, I don't know. There are certain special depreciation allowances. Whether you can write them all off in the first year, or whether you have to depreciate them on a separate schedule over their useful life, you know, 5 years, 7 years. That's why accountants have got jobs. I mean, doing a tax return for the most part is fairly easy. But if I had rental properties, there's no way I would do my own tax return. I would have an accountant that was accustomed and used to doing rental properties, keeping these different schedules, knows the different, you know, what can be accelerated, what can be expensed up front, what can't be. I would have a good accountant with you on this one.
Oh, okay. anything about this, the tangible, is it tangible property regulations? Do they qualify under that either?
You would have to look at certain things qualify for expensing it all up front, even though it's a large ticket item. Some things you have to be depreciated over a couple of years.
Yeah, it's not a choice, right? I mean, there's
rules on this, and
yeah,
I don't know
exactly.
Them. This is one of those areas where it takes an accountant who is used to doing this, has done this before, who stays up on this, because they change these rules from time to time too, and you got to stay up on it. But like I said, you know, doing a basic tax return, if you're an employee, mm-hmm. you know, all you have is your W-2 and maybe some interest. A tax return is not all that hard. When you get into rental property and depreciation schedules and accelerated depreciation and expensing, Section 179 deductions, all this kind of stuff, get a good accountant.
Have you done this before, Eddie? Have you had this rental for a long time? And have you made...
No. Since last year.
First year.
Oh, this is first year.
Well,
okay,
he put it into service last year.
Okay,
January of last year.
Okay, I missed that. But all right. Well, Eddie, I'm not sure what to tell you on that one necessarily. But they're just as you probably do. Certain things can be written off or need to be. What is it? It's depreciated.
Depreciated.
Yeah, over
like a roof
a period
gets depreciated.
Of time. Right.
Bigger ticket items, and whether or not refrigerators can, you know, there may be a difference in price. If it's over 1,000, maybe you have to depreciate. If it's under 1,000, I don't know. This is where accountants really earn their keep.
Did you have any other questions, Eddie?
No. That's it. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Sorry.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
This is getting very technical on what you can and can't do. There are some things you can expense right up front. Even if you bought it on credit, even if you bought it with a loan, you can expense it all up front. Some things, even if you pay cash for it, you have to depreciate it over several years. How these particular items fall into place on that rental property, get a good accountant.
Well, it's helpful, and you mentioned there's a Section 179 deduction, and
that's more business.
That's what
I don't
business
know if,
is.
If it's good for rentals, well, but rentals are a business.
In many cases, they are. But the question is, how much of that can you use? Can you use any of it?
Yeah.
Now, I know for a business on the Section 179, it's been a while since I've looked. I don't know if it's $25,000 or at one point it was $100,000 or $125,000.
Well, there's certain things that qualify for up to $500,000.
As far as being able to write them off for your business,
right? But it's specific issues.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's see if we can find a very quick email. Kim in San Jose, I heard that Roth 401k distributions can impact Social Security income and how it is taxed as opposed to Roth IRAs that do not. Is this correct?
Not necessarily, because assuming you have had the Roth 401k for at least 5 years and assuming you're 59 and a half, it's a tax-free distribution. Only a taxable distribution from a Roth would be an issue with the Social Security. And it's the same thing with a Roth IRA, if you had a potentially taxable distribution. But most people that are on Social Security are over 59 and a half. And most of those people probably have had a Roth IRA or their 401k, their Roth 401k, for more than 5 years. And so as long as you meet the criteria to get to the qualified distribution status, qualified distribution is tax-free. So it's only in the event you have a taxable, non-qualified distribution from your Roth 401k that it would have an issue or an impact on the taxation of your Social Security benefits.
Now, the Roth IRA doesn't show up anywhere, any distributions anywhere on your tax return.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's no impact there. So the difference between that and the Roth 401k,
it's going to be similar. I mean, because once you get to the qualified distribution,
yes, which again is
you got to have the 5 years,
yes,
and 59 and a half for a retiree. If we're talking about somebody on Social Security, that's typically what we're dealing with, or 5 years and unfortunate death. Maybe you're talking about a surviving spouse or something of that nature. But 5 years and 59 and a half for most people that are on Social Security, that has happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the Roth 401k, I've said this so many times, but I think it bears repeating. It is first a 401k that has a Roth characteristic to it. Roth IRA, first an IRA that has a Roth characteristic to it. So while they're both Roths, you're still under the same IRA and 401k rules.
There are some different ordering rules from the 401k to the IRA, but we still have qualified distributions from both accounts. Qualified
That's right.
distributions are tax-free.
If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Rick Plum off the air, you can talk to him or any of the Brain Trust advisors across the nation at Lucia Capital Group. Call their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement strategy. There's another hour coming up next, A Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.